brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to get into a report on the FBI sweeping child prostitution rings up around the country, but putting the kids right back with the foster homes that we've seen over and over again are the ones pimping the kids out. And then you can pull up where there's thousands of missing kids per state CPS has had. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Because that's the type of people that want to be in control of the kids. I mean, that's just a fact. And unfortunately, the NSA grid isn't going to protect those children. And these are kids that the government couldn't get aborted and couldn't sell their body parts for $10,000 a piece, as we covered yesterday. And they're just upset, so they want to kill their soul as fast as possible. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Good tool out there in the out of the Hollywood pop, waking up, I think, young veterans in particular. And I think you referenced the movie yesterday. I don't know if I've ever heard you reference it before, but I think you actually said that the name of the movie was The Shooter, but it's Shooter from 2007.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. We put it on screen. We put the IMDb up.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if you'd critique that movie. I know you like to critique, you know, movies that put out a lot of truth in a fictional setting.
I need to do that. That's a good idea. You know, I tend to review films that are coming out or have just come out just because there's more interest in it, and then we can reach more people. But, yeah, the film is absolutely anti-New World Order, shows a false flag, talks about the government killing Kennedy, talks about how the corporate combines work. It's a really first-rate film.
First-rate all the way, and it gets out a lot of truth. Can I give a quick shout-out to our local mainstream radio guy here? He's a big fan of yours. He's
sure.
Been plugging your show for years.
Sure, great.
Keith Larson in Charlotte, North Carolina, at a 50,000-watt station, WBT, 11:10 a.m. He's a big fan. He's been plugging Infowars.com for years, and he's a big fan of yours. So.
Well, thank you. I'm a fan of all the folks out there fighting for freedom because we're in big trouble.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Frank. Good to hear from you, brother. Bo in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bo.
Yes, Alex, it's good to talk to you. I've finally been awake since about April of this year, and I had a question about the Anonymous and if that is a CIA psyop or if it's real or what you can tell me about it.
Specifically, quantify that. What's your question? I'm sorry.
About the Anonymous, you've seen them on YouTube.
Sure. Look, Anonymous could be anybody. I could go do a video and say it was Anonymous. And then it's a perfect cutout for government to do bad things and then say it's Anonymous. But Anonymous just means lone wolf, I'm doing something and not asking for credit for it. And so I think there's a lot of good people operating as Anonymous. There's also globalists doing bad things, trying to then false flag Anonymous. But as long as you're aware of the real code of real Anonymous, open information, liberty, freedom, justice, the things that Adam Schwartz stood for, it was really part of Anonymous. You know, they murdered him. And they came and, you know, killed him because he was fighting him and exposing him and helped kill CISPA and some of the other internet freedom killing things. So I overall support Anonymous, but I support actions of Anonymous. It should be called individual Anonymous because it really means individual. Lone wolf individual. I support the ethical operations of Anonymous, but Anonymous is inherently diversified and is inherently individuals, so it's not one group. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. Okay, I have one more little point I need to make with you. I was born with Huntington's disease, and of course, it's a malformed chromosome of the brain, and as you get older, you kind of imagine, you see things. And with this disease, I'm having a very, very hard time getting the word out because they all think I'm losing my mind. And
that sounds kind of like people pay to get drugs to be able to do that. I'm not being sarcastic, but kind of make lemonade with the lemons. What kind of stuff do you see?
Well, it's just started on me. It always, in our family, in males, it starts about 45.
Hold on.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are going to continue with your phone calls. David Knight's coming up to announce the first place winner in the $115,000 film contest, Operation Paul Revere, an incredible success. I want to salute all of you that were involved. I got a lot of other economic news and new emails showing the FEC, IRS targeting conservative groups, real libertarian constitutional groups like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. Every day when I watch C-SPAN, I'm now seeing Rand Paul in there battling the globalists, battling our government funding Al-Qaeda. I was just watching that earlier during a break. He's been on for like hours giving a speech. It's got to be hours. I keep walking by and it's still Rand Paul in there. I'm going to get him back on the show and his dad as well. But the whole point is that there are good people out there. I know Rand Paul. I know he's good. And I can't tell you how good it is to know he's bucking the whole system. And he's got the neocons, the mainline Republicans, the liberals, the socialists, the commies, the foreign banks coming after him. But still, he gets more and more popular. Again, we can turn the tide against this insanity. Now, speaking of turning the tide, I happen to know there are a lot of good FBI agents and a lot of good DEA agents and a lot of good federal marshals and a lot of good people, because they've given me a lot of breaking news that's been national news, as you know, over the years. Just bombshell stuff, Navy SEALs, you name it. But compartmentalization is the word that everybody needs to understand. You could have 90% of people being good in an organization, 95% generally. But it's those top people, just like in a corporation, it's the CEO or the comptroller that's doing the fraud. It's called controller fraud. The people that are at that nexus of a bunch of different info and different departments, they're the ones. And that's where you find the hardcore money laundering, the drug dealing, you name it. But it's not just that. Every vice tends to get run by the alpha criminals. And last hour, I covered BBC and The Hollywood Reporter, how the British government worked to get Nazi gold out. Of course, they got pieces of it. Why do you think they brought over 10,000 Nazis to England after the war and put them in top positions and 30-plus thousand to the U.S.? Because they had all the stolen loot of like eight different or more European countries. I mean, they had just caves full of art and gold and diamonds and rubies and just thousands of years of loot that they had stolen in those few short years that had been hoarded up in Europe. They even double-crossed the Rothschilds and killed a bunch of them in France and stole their goodies. So it's in the news today that the British government worked with them. Of course they did. Because they knew where all the treasure was buried. And then The Hollywood Reporter comes out, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. Well, yeah, Hitler was on the cover of Time magazine, what a great guy he was, twice. My grandfather and his dad, you know, they were German. They spoke German, been here in Texas since it started, but they could still speak German. A lot of German communities here. They would play on the main channels in German Hitler's speeches on the English channels. And my grandfather's dad was freaked out by it because he was a smart guy. And they knew the German community who, in the build-up to World War II in Dallas and in Austin, was having money sucked out of them, threatening to kill their families in Germany if they didn't. These were Germans. These weren't Jews, folks. They were going after everybody. So I know Hitler was bad because I was told about it by my grandfather, okay, William Hammond. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, that's how evil our government was back then, or elements of it. Prescott, Bush, and others on record, part of it running it. And that's where all the Bushes got their original money and came from nowhere to senator and all the rest of it. He was the head of the Brown Brother Harriman. And a lot of the loot went through him to Argentina and places like that. Now, expanding on this, and I'm not even singling the Bushes out. I mean, it was like Hitler was a rock star, folks, for 7 years here in the U.S. I mean, he was on the cover of, you know, gardening magazines and vegetarian magazines and dog fancy magazines. Now, imagine how corrupt we are today. DynCorp, Halliburton have all been caught running child sex slave rings. We're going to show you mainstream news articles in a moment. We've got all this stuff going on, so I see an article on Monday. We mentioned it, but I wanted to get back into it. Nationwide child prostitution sweep rescues 105 kids, arrests 150 pimps from 70 cities, including Atlantic City. And let's show some of these degenerate pimps. Let's type in pimps in a child prostitution raid. I want to show some of these scumbags on screen. But the point is that the FBI talks about what a great job they're doing. And I'm sure these units that were allowed to go after these guys, you know, have done a good job. But I've analyzed that these are lower-level kind of retail pimps with these child sex slaves. But they came out of foster care in Houston, you name it, and they went right back to those. And then we have the reports where a lot of those foster care things are admitted to have child molesters in them. Who do you think gets into all this stuff? And so I just want people to know the rest of the story. 3-day FBI raid rescues 105 children from prostitution and 150 arrested. And then we're going to get Leanne McAdoo in this segment, the next, then we'll go to your calls and have David Knight in here. Break down, because I had her just go pull up some of the other news on this today. There's literally thousands of articles. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars Nightly News reporter, tell folks about what you've discovered digging into this case.
Right. Well, a lot of the articles really did not highlight the vulnerability of foster children in the sex trafficking sting that took place. 60% of the runaways who are victims of sex trafficking were in the custody of social services. So it's a lot like the girl here that in Austin, just that was raped by the 13 illegal aliens just this a few weeks ago. She was in custody of social services. So, and then they just took her and put her right back because, you know, these are these children, they don't have families necessarily that are, you know, reporting them missing. They're vulnerable. So these are the targets. And so the police, the FBI, they rescue them. But then where do they put them? They put them exactly back in the system that, you know, basically sets these kids up. Here I have a report that an audit found that sex offenders were living and working in foster care homes. The addresses of more than 1,000 registered sex offenders match the addresses of licensed foster care facilities and homes.
Absolutely. That's a Sacramento Bee. I remember about 7 years ago it came out that over 3,000 children were missing in Florida from foster care, and some were found dead in snuff film operations. Even CNN reported on this, and then suddenly it got shut down, and it turned out the director of Florida and his top three underlings were actually convicted child rapists. And then I found out the Texas Youth Commission, same deal. The truth is, a cult of child predators has pretty much, it's not just the Catholic Church, folks, they've taken everything over. They've taken, I mean, it's all over the place. And people need to understand, it's not just the Catholic Church. And I'm not Catholic, and I'm not defending the Catholic Church. I found statistically it's even worse in government.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but no one wants to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have the Dying Court and UN peacekeepers who are involved. There's the
you've got mainstream articles on that.
Exactly. The Franklin scandal, which was the nationwide pedophile ring.
Republican Party.
Exactly. There were two Republican power brokers who used the Boytown organization as kind of like a pedophilic reservoir to
funnel these. And I had John DeCamp and others who blew the whistle on that on years before. And he said, oh, the big nest is at Penn State. On record, it freaked out the media. Years later, it came out they knew about that. Because, by the way, Sandusky was selling the kids to everybody. That's why he was raping children at noon on a Monday in the field house. I mean, that's like an aircraft carrier at noon. I mean, I played football. It's just people are in there 24-7. In the middle of the day, they were publicly raping children. Again, they do whatever they want.
Right.
It's like in England, all these BBC guys are getting caught with kids.
Exactly. And the here's a report from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, and there is a whole basically just a whole thing about the opportunities for corruption in trafficking in persons, and where they're really drawing it, where it starts, is the corrupt actors are police, customs officers, border control authorities, government officials, parliamentarians. So they know it's
Yeah, let me show viewers on document cam, this actual UNODC, United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime. And it's funny because they're the worst. They're the main movers with diplomatic immunity. And then they report on themselves and get more power countering themselves when the UN aircraft land. I mean, anywhere. They don't just rape the kids. You can type in UN peacekeepers roast children and eat them. And I'm not joking. It will show them roasting 10-year-old boys on spits. They eat them. You don't get, in fact, you've got the reports where men and women and the UN peacekeepers get kicked out because they won't be part of it. You've got the whistleblower info right there.
Right, exactly.
I mean, and I'm saying this, listeners, I'm not joking. I mean, I'm actually, this is real.
Right, it's right here. It says, organized trafficking requires systemic corruption. Corruption is central to the success of traffickers, and therefore criminals consider it a necessary investment. So they're bribing politicians, policemen, and they're getting... They're getting to use the goods, so to speak. So they cover it up, and then they go in and get the little boys and the little girls and the women and just turn a blind eye.
You're absolutely right, and it's totally disgusting. We're going to go to break and come back and play a clip from a congressional hearing back when Cynthia McKinney was still there, where she brings up DynCorp running kidnapped women and children. And he doesn't deny it. It's a real case, but then he says they didn't get in trouble.
Right.
And then, boy, they went after her after. You can say what you want about that lady. She has courage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was loving watching that clip of her. And I, the last clip of Rumsfeld's face, he's just like,
And then he gets then they get into the NORAD stand down. They admit that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like an hour-long grilling.
Grilling them.
They got some Dr. Evil guy. He goes, Dr. Chu is the head auditor. What's going on with that? And, they're like, we will not discuss it. And they're like, It's like a bad guy from a James Bond movie. I mean, it is just.
He's like, well, Dr. Chu says.
Dr. Chu says. That's just because the guy looks like the bad guy in Dr. No. I mean, it's like you expect him to have like underground bases with nuclear reactors. I guess he does. I mean, it's like like Dr. Evil, man. But we joke about it. And then they talk about deadly vaccines killing people. And they're not denying any of it. Well, yes, they do run giant child kidnapping rings, but we're not going to do anything to them. Yes, we do kill people with that. You know, it's just like...
Right, that was actually when McKinney was grilling them, she's like, well, DynCorp is now creating these vaccines, and they're also, you know, so why are they continuing to be given these, they're known criminals? And he's like, well, I'll just have to look into that.
He goes, well, they were in the penalty box for 1 year.
And she's like, no, they weren't.
The penalty box is they don't get more contracts for kids. And the whistleblowers said they pull up and there's like babies and two-year-olds being loaded on C-130s to be taken to have their brains blown out on camera. I mean, it's just like snuff filming children.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around. comes around.
All right, we've only got a six-minute segment here, and we're going to finish up with this. There'll be more on the nightly news in the next few nights. David Knight's doing a big report on this. And, folks, you talk about the hair on the back of your neck standing up, especially if you have children. You got to understand, when they're, like, busting people or saying there's child porn or somebody downloaded it, that's just a few people to make it look like they're doing something. Or when good people in the police departments are able to go out and actually, you know, stop them. But overall, the high-level operators are being protected. And, again, you have mainstream news, Sacramento Bee, AP, UN's own reports. Read that part about the small children being most prized because they can rape them over and over again and then sell them to other people or sell them to non-suspecting people for adoption, exactly. Not knowing they're getting some four-year-old that's been brutally raped 150 times.
Exactly. This one is from the Vanguard's Global Center for Women and Justice. They say human trafficking is a business that is far more lucrative than the sale of drugs or arms because the children involved are considered reusable assets. And so this is just something that, you know, people will take these kids. They can, a Texas couple for $30 a month, they had over 70,000 people that signed up to watch them take pornographic pictures and.
And see, people like that where it's 100% proven need to be killed.
Exactly.
And my whole issue is if you're in government or wherever and this stuff's going on and nothing will be done, it's time to take the law into your own hands. I mean, it's time to start protecting these children. And I'm sorry. I see somebody abusing a child, the cops won't do anything, I'm going to beat your brains out. Okay? So, I mean, I'm not trying to talk tough.
Someone's
people are just
them.
Putting up with this crap, and I've had enough of it.
Someone's got to protect them. And that's why I really appreciated McKinney when she took Rumsfeld to task, because here are people, they're known buying little children, and they're, you know, government contractors.
But there are troops saving us. Here, let's go to that clip. This is the clip with Cynthia McKinney.
Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech.
This is in Congress 7 years ago.
In September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccine.
That killed a bunch of people, too.
And is now working on a plague vaccine through
everything
the Joint
they do
Vaccine
kills people.
Acquisition
like
Program.
Same.
Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls?
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that under the laws and the rules and regulations passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This contract, this company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
On your first question, I'm advised by Dr. Chu that it was not the corporation that was engaged in the activities you characterized, but I'm told it was an employee of the corporation, and it was some years ago in the Balkans that took place.
It's my understanding that it continues to take place. And
is that right?
Yes.
Is that
right? You can give me information to that effect.
I'm sure you are interested in all of the information that I have, and I'll be more than happy to provide it to you.
Good. Thank you.
But I would also like to get information from you.
Okay.
For example, the information that I just requested.
All right, that's good.
About
the full interview, just type in Cynthia McKinney, Grills Rumsfeld. It's all over YouTube, but I mean, it's on thousands of articles, BBC, AP, just that company, others, women, children, huge amounts, children that ended up dead, you name it, and then just look how they all act like they don't know anything about it. And that's one of the most profitable things. Leanne, I want to stay on this story and just keep hammering this issue. Good job.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with David Knight and the winner of the Paul Revere Contest, $100,000 prize, Infowars.com/Paul to see all the amazing entries. The resistance continues.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
That's right.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Monday through Friday,
well,
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And we're going to get to a couple of the other runners-up or honorable mention films from the InfoWars.com Paul Revere contest with David Knight. And we will conclude the contest today with the $100,000 winner. But I'm also going to get the second-place winner on the Nightly News tonight. And then sometime this week, tomorrow or Friday, we'll try to get on the first-place winner that we're going to announce here in just a few minutes. But I just cannot stress enough how exciting this is. So we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, so much of the poison that our bodies build up is in the water table. The pesticides, the herbicides, the chemicals, the garbage, the things they add, the hydrofluorosilicic sodium fluoride, the mercury, the lead, the arsenic, all of it. And then the runoff from all the drugs people are taking and the sewage and the chemtrail, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, all this stuff is in the water table. Even if you're on a well, you should have the water tested. There's usually some issues. And I'm on well water myself, and I have rainwater, but I still put it through a ProPure stainless steel system. We also have a reverse osmosis. Sometimes my wife's cooking and doesn't want to, dump the well water into the ProPure. And they have the Pro One that even cuts out the fluoride. Most systems can't do that. And the hydrofluorosilicic acid and some other things I can't pronounce. The point is, it is the very best system. I went out for years, researched, because I wasn't happy with the other gravity-fed filters. The quality went down, or they were hard to get, or they were hard for availability, or I didn't like it being shipped in from China, on and on and on. So I went out, spent several years, used ProPure, looked at the studies, and have been promoting them the last few years. So you notice we didn't sell filters for a couple of years because I just couldn't find anything. Now I found ProPure and several other brands that we really think are great, and the Life Straw for emergencies and out in the field. So whatever you see at InfoWars Store, just one word, InfoWarsStore.com are the very best filtration systems, starting with Pro One and the ProPure system. Look at the side-by-side comparisons with their competition. The lowest prices on water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. With promo code WATER, 10% off. You cannot beat that deal. You can also call with the promo code WATER. They can answer your questions, and then you can order via the phone with credit card if you'd like. You can also write to us with the promo code WATER, 10% off the cost, but it'll say on the site the shipping and handling to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. I never give our address out. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760, or InfoWarsStore.com, or link through on the shopping cart link on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. And you're not only giving your family what they deserve and need and cutting out so many of the toxins that they're going to be getting into their bodies, reducing that toxic load, increasing lifespan, health, you name it. Undoubtedly, clean water is essential to civilization. And the globalist is Cass Sunstein, and, well, the head science czar, John P. Holdren, said we're going to get them in the water in eco-science. So really checkmate them today and support the broadcast. This is one of the big ways we fund ourselves is selling the best water filters out there. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then you have my commitment to take the funds that come in here and pour it into resistance. That's my dream. Some guys are into cars, which I don't blame. I like cars, too. Some people are into, having a good time, travel, whatever. I'm into liberty. Some people are into status. I'm not into that. I'm into fighting globalist scum. I take it personally. I hate them. I have dreams about defeating the New World Order. I eat, drink, and sleep this. And so please give me the power financially to throw everything I've got against them. Doesn't mean here at InfoWars we'll defeat them. But together with that spirit and spreading that spirit of liberty, we will. So please financially support us. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 11 memberships for the price of one in Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. Tell your friends and family to listen and watch the nightly news, 7 o'clock each night for subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv. This isn't going to happen by osmosis. Politically, it's going to happen by you taking action. I know many of you have, so I salute you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The big announcement is here, and David Knight was actually pretty excited coming in here, one of our InfoWars reporters, and he's also helped us out with administrative stuff, trying to organize the site, InfoWars.com/Paul Revere, or just Paul. We'll get you there. And the top 35 and the top 3. Now we've given you the third place and second place. Political Earth was third place, and then American Drone was second place. And in a few minutes, we're going to give you the first place winner. And I wonder if people can guess what this is going to be. Actually, a lot of people have guessed because I think it's clearly the first or second entry. And again, the top 10 or so were so close It was all just fractions of, you know, who's going to win. And also remember, people that win this $100,000, if for taxes, it'll be like 70. The point is, then they're obviously going to be able to go do that and make more films. So let's go to David Knight. David, this is a momentous moment we're about to get to, but first off, we've got a few of the other honorable mentions here. Tell us about those, and then the drum roll for the winner.
Well, you know, Alex, the whole purpose of this contest is you wanted to put some of the money that you made out there and try to encourage people to get active and involved, because in the 21st century, you're not going to change people's minds by handing out literature tracts. It doesn't work that way.
How did you learn about me?
Through documentaries,
yeah.
And then found you on the radio. And even though we didn't get radio, we got you on the iPhone app, and we're able to stream that. But we want people to learn how to communicate more effectively in a 21st century manner. And so the very first entry that we're going to be highlighting today is A Healthy Distrust. This is from Mike Adamski. And this is what he said. I'm just one guy with a camera and a passion to resist tyranny at all costs. While already working more than 40-plus hours a week at multiple jobs, I found time to travel from Springfield, Massachusetts to Boston, to Keene, New Hampshire, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., and I found like-minded individuals all over the place.
And again, they all win by the passionate exercise of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had incredible feedback. People have been so positive. Almost all of them have been great sports. A few people are real mad they haven't won, and clearly they didn't have the best films. So why enter a contest? It's about you're in the arena. Or they go, Political Earth didn't have InfoWars at the start. Well, our copy we uploaded, not your bad, but you.
Right. Yeah, it's my mistake.
You're doing the work, but right. On their side, it does have InfoWars.
Yes.
But the contest says I can give it to whoever I want.
Right.
Try to follow these guidelines. But
right.
People are just, some of them, I'm really sad for them.
Yeah. And you know, we saw this also in another entry. It was Becoming Paul Revere. These are a bunch of guys who met up during the reporter contest. They didn't win the reporter contest, but they were in different areas all over the country. They linked together and created this online news organization, The Media Speaks, and they did a documentary about how they came together based on the reporter contest. So these types of things, these types of relationships, this type of growth is what we're looking for. Let's take a look at what Mike Adamski did in his spare time, quote-unquote, after he's working more than 40 hours a week.
And this is the Healthy Distrust.
Yes.
Here it is.
Right, so just going
yeah,
out.
They, yeah, just leave it. Sooner or later, we're not going to have any rights.
The federal government's onslaught on our personal civil liberties and civil rights is absolutely a bipartisan affair.
There is complete continuity from the Bush administration to the Obama administration.
That sounds like a crazy conspiracy theory to me. I don't know.
Meanwhile, there are new disturbing developments out of Washington tonight regarding the president's belief that he has the legal authority to assassinate U.S. citizens.
Three Americans now have been on the list. They've been assassinated, but they don't talk about the second one because the second one happened to be a 16-year-old son of a lockie.
You're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
You know what? As long as it's our team that's in office, I feel a little more secure than if it's the Republicans in office.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Staggering pile of 1.6 billion rounds.
The time has come, America, to step up and ban these weapons.
We will not disarm. We will not comply. And we will resist.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street.
All right, so that's A Healthy Distrust. And I think it's like 19 minutes long. That's just a short minute and a half clip. Very powerful. Let's talk about a new world order, United We Stand, which probably would have been the winner. Maybe he would have been in the top two or three, but got it in late.
That's right. He didn't get that in until June 23rd. So we wanted to put this on the website because it's a great piece of work. This is a guy, Tom Antos, and he does tutorials on YouTube. So for all you people who entered, we hope, number one, that you're going to hook up with other people that have a complementary skill set. Nobody has all the skills.
This is a networking thing for liberty.
Exactly. So we want you to collaborate.
Not just for us.
And if you want to get your game up in terms of how to shoot and how to do camera flyovers, look at this guy's tutorials, Tom Antos. And his film is New World Order, United We Stand. And I'll just give you a little bit of introduction. It says it's 2018 and Earth is under attack. Nuclear weapons devastate several developing countries. Weaker governments look to the U.S. to take on world military leadership. Soon, Russia and other powers consider joining the alliance. In humanity's darkest moments, the dreams of a united world seem to be finally coming true. What will it take to unite the world government? And here's his short film. The heart of it, just a couple of minutes.
Michigan, USA, year 2018.
question most often asked is why. And we find plenty of reasons, whether they're real or not. But perhaps the question we should be asking is not why, but who.
The Loving Drone.
He's got some great special effects. You got to see this video. Progress.
And he actually
recovery mission underway. We are Oscar Mike.
He actually launched his own little drone.
To understand this war, right, we have to go back further than any of us could have anticipated.
That's troops hunting down militias. You got to go see it. New World Order, United We Stand. It's on Infowars.com/Paul.
9/11, as tragic as it was, brought about the unwavering unity of the American people. But what would it take to unite the entire world?
He did that shot with his own little drone. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. If suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet, outside in the universe.
That's Project Bluebeam.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
We are. It's called the New World Order.
And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
United We Stand, New World Order.
Yeah, the production values there look like something out of Hollywood. But this is stuff that you can do as an indie filmmaker.
And he actually runs these free online tutorials. What a great guy. Showing people how to do it. What an amazing person.
Fine work from Tom Antos. This next one is from a comedy group called Joy Camp. And this is a quick commercial spoof of Big Pharma commercials.
And they were almost third place or second place. And we definitely want to work with them. They're great people. But it's just so hard to choose. But they're definitely a runner-up.
So this is a Big Pharma-type commercial parody for an RFID chip.
Let's go ahead and go to that.
To think something so small could control you.
A pill.
And everything looks like you a pill. Do.
And they've now come out with pills that actually do this.
Yeah.
That are RFID.
Are on the line.
The RFID chip is always with you, threatening your privacy, causing severe risk to your health and personal safety, and killing you if you do not obey rogue government demands.
Oh.
Because I want to increase my risk of cancer.
Because I want to live in a cash-free society.
Because now the government is looking out for us.
Because I have the mark of the beast, but it doesn't have me.
Oh, trendy.
Ask your doctor how to get your chip implanted today.
By CIA.
Because we want to track your every move.
And again, in the piece they submitted, there's like five or six, each one amazing. And I just wish I had money to make them the winner. But I definitely want to try to work with those guys. And I've already been for years a fan of just the, I don't know, 50, 60, I don't know, just scores of films they've made that are just amazing. And quite frankly, some of the films they've made probably would have been first place, but they made them before. So just, I mean, definitely a talented crew of filmmakers.
That's right. Now, this is the winner coming up.
Hold on. We're going to break before we do this.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm not trying to build it up. I just don't think we're going to have time to get to it. You know what? Let's just not make him wait. Let's just go ahead and give it to him now.
Well, we can tell a little bit about why we picked what we did and what we're trying to do in the contest, which is to try to get people to use different types of techniques. We've done documentaries. We do news broadcasts. We do magazines. We're trying to hit in every type of medium to get to the public, to wake people up. Some people are going to wake up from one type of thing. Many people are going to wake up from another type of thing. And also, there's different ways to present the information, even if you go to a video or to a movie. So we wanted people to act things out. And I think this grand prize winner is really shows that. We've told people about what's happening with this and with the situation. I'm still trying to keep it vague because I've announced it after the break, right? But it's very powerful when you see people actually acting out what we've been telling people is happening inside the government.
And what's crazy is that so much of it is accurate, to what they're really doing. And you know, they kind of quantified at one point and say, and then they're going to use the robots to get rid of us. I mean, maybe they should have said, you know, hindsight's 2020, then they're bringing in the autonomous drones and systems to take humans out of the decision-making process.
Right.
But, again, we're talking about who we want to work with in the future also for the production quality, all of it, the message, the gutsiness of it. Because people see this and it shows feds being killed. But they're not feds. They're foreign globalists. And they use the archetype, you know, of a German. Starting to give it away here. They already know who the winner is. We'll tell everybody when we come back. When we come back,
All right.
But, well, most people probably weren't tuned in that day, so most people probably don't know who the winner is. People say, oh, that's the archetypal bad guy. But that's meant, designed to get to the general public to say the country's been hijacked. We can get Russians taken over, the Nazis taken over. We don't get bankers, corporate takeover. And that's happened to the government. And everything else in the film is really going on. They really have paper targets of kids they're training to shoot, and old ladies and women in showers and old men and veterans and John Deere, you know, farmers. They really are bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers. They really are preparing a purge list. That's come out officially.
Absolutely.
And it just shows they're trying to normalize this evil and just have everybody go with it. Like, yeah, the CIA's involved, and we're doing counterinsurgency brainwashing, and all the agencies are, you know, going to take over now, and we are going to have checkpoints, and we're just supposed to go, oh.
So when you tell people this, that's one thing. But when they see it acted out, when they see it visually, they're part of it. That's a very powerful thing. So that's why with this film contest, we wanted the people to not only do documentaries, but to try to do action and dramas and that sort of thing.
The $100,000 winner on the other side of this break. And I love being able to do stuff like this, ladies and gentlemen. And don't be envious, some of you out there, somebody that won. You won by being part of it and being engaged. Everybody who goes and gets the videos that are free online and gives them to friends and family, you win by defeating tyranny.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By the way, Don Salazar is in a really funny, it's good to have some lighthearted stuff, top 20 jokes about Wienergate. It took him about 2 days to put it together. It's Wiener Stands Up Despite Criticism, ladies and gentlemen. And it's got all the jokes, all the late night jokes, all of it. And it's important to laugh at this scumbag because he arrogantly thinks he can continue to do all his sexting and all his bathroom stuff and all of his weirdness. So that article's up on Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. We've got some of the Drudge jokes on there. Can Wiener rise again? Wiener plunges. And it's a shrinkage. Younger women love Wiener. Clinton's pissed. Tatina Brown in the... I'm not going to say that on air. Erection update. Update. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But you know it's important to have people of character, right?
Absolutely.
This guy is a character. He doesn't have character.
Well, I saw somebody complaining. And look at Alex coming more like TMZ. Hey, we got to have some fun occasionally. Mm-hmm. There's some comedies that did great, like right. The third place winner. Right. I mean, well, you know, all work and no play makes Jack crazy. I guess I am crazy. Listen, we're going to have, drum roll please, the first place winner for 100,000 Federal Reserve notes. Dun, 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 dun.
The Purge, Michael Dornan.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the one that you were talking about just before the break, and some of the people who've seen excerpts from it. We played it on the nightly news. We played excerpts from it. We've also done it on the radio, and it's a really fine reenactment of what's been going on in DHS for quite a while. And it's a very powerful thing to see that acted out as opposed to just telling people.
And some of this has really happened where feds and state police have gotten mad in these meetings. Well, what are you, the founders are bad? Christians are the enemy?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, so it's a very powerful film. We got a real quick excerpt from it, just 1 minute from it. That's kind of verbal.
From The Purge, the winner of the Paul Revere contest, 100,000 Federal Reserve notes. Here's a 1 minute clip. Department of Homeland Security headquarters.
We're going to continue to purchase ammunition to keep it off the open market. This prevents these extremists from getting ammunition in their hands. Additionally, we purchased 7,000 assault weapons. These weapons will be issued to newly formed FEMA Youth Corps brigades. It's apparent that the world has entered into a currency crisis and trade disputes that could actually lead to civil unrest and armed conflict. Now, in the past, extremists were easy to identify. They were skinheads, KKK members, radical political ideologists. Well, now it's becoming a little more difficult. This group includes anti-abortionists, pro-constitutionalists, believers in biblical end times, gun owners, and most importantly, military veterans.
Excuse me, but military veterans are not extremists.
And believers in end times? That's like every Christian in America. That's millions and millions of people. And they're good people.
And again, they really get it for the average American to say, see, it's a foreign takeover. No, it's not German. It's globalist. It's New World Order. But the point is, it really gets it across. And that film has been seen hundreds of thousands of times on their channel, on our channel. It needs to be seen millions of times. Infowars.com/Paul. You've got 600 films linked on there, about 300 something on the site, but more online. All there on every subject, documentary, comedy, to wake people up. That was our goal. It was a test. But really, phase two is, regardless, is trying to work with some of these people to then finance them to make future films with us.
And let me tell you a story in terms about waking people up. We had one of the contestants who made the finalists send us a letter and say that for the longest time he's tried to explain what's going on to his parents.
You showed me that letter.
Yeah, and because he became a finalist, she went to the Operation Paul Revere site, and he said his mom was up to like 2 or 3 in the morning and called him the next morning. She'd been looking at all these different topics, and she got it. because she saw the variety of what was produced and because of the way that it was presented. So hats off to all the people who did something here. Their work is having an effect, and we're going to continue to showcase their work.
Absolutely.
On our site and on the nightly news and talk.
Oh, yeah, for months you're going to see stuff we haven't aired on the nightly news, on the radio, and all of you can watch it right now. Great job, David. Great job, contestants. Great job, makers of The Purge. You can get 100,000 Federal Reserve notes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.